Standing in front of the Basilica in Lourdes, I've just had the extraordinary bit of information that I can't resist sharing. I'm standing alongside Father Liam Kelly, and Father Liam Kelly is actually the man who officiated or accompanied my wife and I as we married each other.
Assisted,
right. We have checked out the theology of this, and we both agree, don't we?
We do.
That the correct thing is that the sacrament of marriage is conferred by the couple on each other, the company, in the presence of the priest.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
The presence of the priest.
Now, I don't want to talk to you about my marriage, right? 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 No,
okay.
No. But what I want to talk
That's
to you
for
about
another
is,
day.
How long have you been coming to Lourdes? How many times? Have you been here once or twice, Father Liam? Come on. We can talk as we walk.
We can talk as we walk. 55 years. This year is 55 years. 57. Are you good at maths?
Tell me, are you not bored by now?
No. I mean, no. Every year I ask Our Lady for certain petitions. I give a petition for many, many people, friends of mine who ask me coming out. And when these are granted, I promise that I'll come back next year to thank her.
And then, so you're a negotiator?
Negotiator. And then each year they're piling up, so I can't fail to come back. But what amazes me was that I've had up and down, I've had ill health, but I was always able. There was one year I was attacked in my house at home, and I was very ill, and I was in hospital in the regional. And Bishop Murray came out and he said to me, "You're coming to Lourdes with us." I
said, "Did he really? That year?"
"That year." "You're joking," I said. "No, I'm not," he said. "You're coming as an invalid." And
I came as an invalid that year.
I did.
I mean, you were badly beaten.
Badly hammered that time, yeah.
You're kind of lucky to be alive, are you not?
At the end of day two, anyway, I was suddenly seen walking across this square.
Had you been in a wheelchair that year?
No, but I was over there in the hospital.
Yeah.
The asyl. And I kind of discharged myself.
Look, tell me about them.
I was missing something.
You were. But, and you had a job to do, I suppose. You had intercessions to make.
The word got around like wildfire. There was a very clear man was walking across the square.
I mean, I know a little bit about the story of how badly beaten you were. So there'll be people listening to this who don't know. And I don't want you to go into the grisly details now, right? Because I actually want you. Will you mind telling me about the medal that was conferred on you?
Here, yes. In my 70th year, which is 7 years ago now.
Are you 77?
77 now, yes. Every day of it, yeah. I don't feel a bit of it, but that's what my...
I can tell you, he is not in a wheelchair. He is standing upright. He looks like he could still play golf. When's the last time you hit a golf ball?
Last Monday.
See, I know a little about you, right? Go on. What was your lowest handicap ever?
Scratch.
Eat your heart out, golfers. Go
21
on.
21 years.
Go on.
But anyways, where were we?
We were back with the medal being conferred.
The medal being conferred, yeah. Bishop Murray decided that he would propose to the Bishop of Lourdes, who was the man in charge of the whole department here, that I should get this medal conferred to me. It's an honorary chaplaincy of the domain here.
All right.
Yeah.
That must be about the highest honor that can be bestowed.
I think it is, yeah.
But what did you get
it
for?
The medal is big enough anyways.
What's it made of, by the way? What's it made of? Is it made of anything that you can remember?
Copper, I think it is.
And was it conferred today?
Very heavy. No.
Oh, right.
Conferred that time. But I had to agree on that occasion because the bishop here conferred it. And that was the time he said to me, this is a record. And I said, look, I'm not finished yet. And that was 7 years ago. And I could tell you now I'm not finished yet either.
Hang on, you got it when you were reached 48 visits, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
48 visits to Lourdes.
To Lourdes, that's right, yeah. And now I'm 55 this year, and next year I'll be 56.
Well, my dear uncles, both of my uncles came to Lourdes very often.
Did they, yeah.
I would imagine Hugh O'Brien Mourne is up there, looking down jealously.
I don't know how many times he came.
He came here probably at least twice a year.
I suppose he did, yeah.
Why did you come in the first place? Can we walk on?
We can, yes.
Why did you come in the first place?
I came in the first place.
How old were you?
I was only 19.
Right.
And I was a student in Maynooth. And a Father Kennedy from Limerick, who wished to revive the Limerick pilgrimage, there had only been one previously, 1923. And this now was 1957. And he was anxious that we should do a proper one in 58, the centenary year of the apparitions. So I decided to come up to Maynooth to recruit, and a recruiter, three of us just took it on.
So but you were an organizer, were you?
I was a helper.
A
humble helper.
But you were in the seminary at that stage?
I was in the seminary at that stage,
right.
So I started in 57, was ordained in 60, and then never broke. And actually, I was working in England one year, and I jumped on the train as they were passing through London, as well as the station.
I went to
Lourdes.
You did a Dickie Harris.
I did.
Have you never missed a year?
Never missed. This is why I was amazed like that, even that year when I was in the flat of my back. I said, this is it now. It is broken. The chain is broken.
But actually, that attack was sent to give you another angle on Lourdes.
It was, yeah.
That's one way of thinking about it.
No doubt about it.
I don't mean disrespectful for your pain, right? I hardly think you...
But my recovery was remarkable from that.
Yeah.
Because the fact that I was walking here 2 days later was just...
And you're still able to play golf after that.
I bet you must have thought that day you
would never play again.
And I won a prize recently in Adair. And I played the back nine in 4 under par. 5 pars and 4 birdies.
Which of the Adair courses?
The small Adair.
Right. My God, that's an achievement.
That's only pitch and putt, though.
Can you beat your handicap? Can you beat your age?
I have done, yeah.
Wow. Hey, look, we better stop.
I could record you forever. I intend to do it again.
You know, nobody... you're probably the only man, and I'll tell you this another time, right? You're probably the only priest that I would ever have felt relaxed getting married in their company.
Is that right?
You little did you know who you were marrying.
Imagine.
You might have known more than I realized. But the one thing, I'd say this to you, right?
I've been married twice, the first time was in London.
But the other thing is, the great thing was that I was able to get married honestly.
And true to my principles, and true to who I am. Sure.
And I have a lot to thank you for.
As was your beloved wife.
Yeah.
It meant a lot to her too.
Yeah, it did.
And to her mother, who was eternally grateful, and your mum too.
And my mother too. Yeah.
She often refers
to
No,
you were great. Her, you yeah, were great. Yeah. You were certainly, you know. And so thank you.
The fellow says, I'll part of the
job. Come on. So that's one.